She will go live. Okay, we will go ahead and call the common council meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. on Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigle.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Reffitt.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on February 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the swearing in of our new police officer, Braxton Madison. Scott, Rosie.
Madison.
Swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Faithfully and impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As a police officer of the City of Columbia City.
As a police officer of the City of Columbia City.
According to the law.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
That's all right. I stuck it behind. Congratulations.
Congratulations, and thanks for all family and friends that showed up tonight for this. We're glad to have him on board, and this is usually the moment in time where if you guys want to go out and take pictures, you can. You don't have to stay for the whole meeting unless you really want to. Thank you all for coming tonight. Appreciate it.
That doesn't go for you guys.
Okay. Next up is ordinance 2021-5. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2021-5 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-5, an ordinance of the City of Columbia City authorizing execution and delivery of the third mandatory agreement to the power sales contract between Indiana Municipal Power Agencies and the City of Columbia City and all matters connected therewith.
As a reminder, this is our extension of our power contract with the Indiana Municipal Power Agency. Were there any questions or concerns since then, since the last meeting? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-5 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second. Go ahead.
You can have it.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ordinance number 2021-6. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is, I think, unanimous. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2021-6 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-6, ordinance resolution establishing cumulative capital development, or reestablishing cumulative capital development fund.
For some of you that have been around for a while, you know that this is something that we do periodically to reestablish the rate of the CUMCAP development fund. And ultimately what happens is we establish the rate, and over time the state cuts it, and then makes you reestablish it, okay? So with this reestablishment of the CUMCAP development fund, this puts us back to where we were.
Did
we reestablish this or the others?
I think we did this one at the same time.
As the other CUM funds? Okay. So it reestablishes that. Here's the good news is that it's compared, obviously, in 2017, as you saw in my State of the City address, taxes have been dropping since that time period. This doesn't take us back to that level or above, that continues to keep that kind of downward pressure on the tax rate in and of itself. This is the fund we currently pay for the Aquatic Center bonds out of. And as you remember, we have a 10-year bond on that, so I think we have, 8 years left, mm-hmm. I believe, if my memory serves me correctly. So this is that statutory process that we have to go through periodically to reestablish that rate to where it was previously. So with that, I certainly will, if any council members have questions about that. Okay. Hearing none. Can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2021-6 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous that those present will move it to the second reading at the next meeting. Next up is the petition for annexation from the Whitley County Consolidated Schools. This is for the current the new high school property. And you have the petition in front of you. We will be developing a, I just lost it. Yep, you know what I'm talking about.
Fiscal plan.
Thank you. Fiscal plan. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. As you may remember, we have been working with the school corporation for quite some time now. They wanted to be a part of the city, obviously, to receive specifically the public safety component of our services as a city. They're also utility customers of ours, etc. So, with that being said, we knew this was coming down the pipe. We finally got it, which is great. And so, correct me if I'm wrong. Marcia/Rosie, we read ordinance 1 today. We have public hearing in ordinance 1, ordinance 1 reading 2, if you will, next time, right?
The
I'm sorry.
We have a public hearing on the 23rd.
I'm sorry, what did I say? Is that what I said?
I don't remember.
Okay.
And then the final, then the final reading that night.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Okay, and keep in mind, correct me if I'm wrong, Marcia, but I believe this is a two-phase annexation, correct?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, there's two parcels. I think the legal name, just gave track one. We had to divide it out. Mm-hmm.
Because
the survey was done together.
So in order for the contiguity requirements of state law, we have to do it as a two-phase annexation. Again, this is 100% voluntary, also called super voluntary, meaning they came to us for this annexation, and it is just the school property in and of itself.
And Chip and I would probably, look at you, we'll have to be getting together to work on that fiscal plan, because that needs to be submitted to the public hearing.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. I can do it.
Great. So, with that, Can I have a motion to read ordinance 2021-7 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance 2021-7 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-7, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, annexing certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof, and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
As noted, this is the first half, if you will, of that property. And then the second, I'm assuming, will follow after we've approved the first, correct? Will we have...
We have to wait until it's actually officially...
Been brought in. Okay.
Because it's because of the continuity.
Sure. Contiguity.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep.
Rosie and I are having trouble pronouncing our words. but yes, because of that, we have to wait until it's official.
Gotcha. Okay. Questions of the ordinance? Okay. So with that being said, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2021-7 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move it to second reading and public hearing at the next meeting. Okay. Next up on the agenda is quotes for the park pole barn. We will be tabling that for tonight and probably bringing that to the next meeting. With that being said, we'll go ahead and do department head reports. Scott.
No changes since last.
Okay. Questions to Scott? Thank you. Sean.
So, nothing really major. Currently have three employees out with either retirement or illness. So we're kind of still at a skeletal crew, even though we went back to full crews a while back. But we've had, three street light poles ran over by semis in the last 2 weeks. Thanks to the police department, they've gotten two of the people caught, and the other one we're still working on. We have a camera, and we're talking about this $2,500 at least, to replace one of these poles. So it's imperative that we figure out who's doing the damage to make sure we're recouping that cost. Other than that, we're just doing our daily operations. Did some work with Mike. Appreciate his crew. He's been helping us out on these poles along the highway. It's very difficult to deal with the state highway right now. Their permitting process is terrible, and the inspectors are not easy to work with. With Mike coming in, we don't have to drill. We can vacuum these out and back truck these out. It's so much easier. I just appreciate his help on that. Other than that, any questions?
Questions, Sean? Thank you. Mike?
Other than my report, we have we separated well 1 and our 7 and 8 from they were on the same circuit. The electric department come over and trenched in a new wire, and we've got them both on a separate circuit now, so we don't have to worry about if one kinks out, it kinks both of them out. The other thing is 604, I believe it is, Ellsworth Street, East Ellsworth. Is that the one where you're turning the alley over?
I don't remember the exact address, but it sounds close. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The drain has been put in.
Drain's put in. Good. Great. Thank you. Okay. Question to Mike. Thank you. Chip.
I have nothing.
Listen, Chip.
I'll let Ted.
Terry.
Nothing to add to my written report.
Question to Terry. Thank you. Kelly.
Yeah, same here. Nothing to add to my report.
Okay. Mike.
I didn't do a written report, so I'm going to talk now. I didn't have time for that. Long-term control plan, I did receive a request from Crosby for a substantial completion, which I didn't think we'd ever get to. It was dated March 5th of last Friday. So United will be scheduling inspections for that. Started working on our UV system to get it ready for April 1st. still continue to sludge hole. Phosphorus system is up and running. We signed the substantial completion on that project tonight. We still have a few punch list items that need taken care of. And in the hiring, we had seven applicants. We narrowed it to four. Three of them showed up that we interviewed. We had one individual that did not show up, so he did not get an interview. And we had two, and we brought them out for a tour and to meet the staff yesterday. And then after that one, we had decided on both of them. And the one individual had called about an hour and a half later and decided that the starting wage was not adequate. It was not enough. He would take too much of a cut. So we are down to one, and we have that scheduled. I just got that on my email a little bit. Be the mayor, myself, and Beth do a final interview with our one candidate on the 15th of this March. So.
Mm-hmm. Question of the mic. Thank you. Marcia.
Nothing.
Ted.
We just had our RDC meeting today, and actually it was a whole of 15, 20 minutes, I think. And Chip gave us a report that at the LML, the old Cardinal Grain building there, finally injecting the whatever they inject in the ground to keep the...
The chemical sequestered.
Yeah. That's fancy talk there. and so they'll be continuing that for the next week or so. Hopefully that rectifies that issue and we can move on to the next phase of that project. So that's all I have.
Great, thank you. A couple things for your information. Obviously, just kind of coming up and stuff, we have a U.S. 30 planning, local planning meeting tomorrow, and kind of we'll do a recap of stuff if you've not heard. I mentioned the state city address, but the state NDOT has decided to move forward with a PEL, which is a planning and environmental linkage study. I just spoke with a consultant yesterday that's looking at putting in for that. Again, it's not a project, state project, but he let me know that that this is the this if they went all the way through this process, it would be NDOT's first PEL. So we're a guinea pig in some ways. Maybe that's good. Maybe that's not good. But the fact that they're finally moving forward with planning, I think, is a really good thing for our region. And certainly, we have been assured that there will be plenty of opportunities for input from our community in that process. So that's a really good thing. I also have the WJHS radio program is coming up. That should play next Monday at 5, I believe. That's always kind of a good time. We have a lot of good conversations on there, and hopefully it's educational for at least some people. If you've not seen, it appears, that, and again, this is not our department, but it appears the health department has really been moving people through when it comes to the COVID vaccinations. And so seems like that's going very smoothly. Coming up in the next week it appears that I probably am going to have my second youth council meeting of the year. Obviously COVID's put a real damper on that, but we're excited to. I think I'm actually able to go into the school, which is going to be nice. But we also have lunch with the mayor on Friday the 19th as well. So besides that, I don't think there's anything else on the agenda except a reminder that City Hall will be closed on Good Friday, which is February 2nd. Okay.
April.
I'm sorry. April 2nd. I apologize. I'm looking at Friday. And yes, April 2nd. Yes. Well, I don't know. Dan.
The beavers are still running around down there, but it's a long time of year, really, for them to build dams.
Okay.
They usually wait till the fall and that kind of thing, but there's still a few down there.
Okay.
North of the bridge. So, yeah, so it's kind of interesting to see how they're still chopping some trees.
Okay.
Along the river.
So north of the north of the bridge. What bridge?
The 30 bridge.
Oh, the 30 bridge. Gotcha. Okay.
Right, 30
okay.
bridge. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see wildlife.
So if I go down to the park someday, are you just sitting in your lawn chair watching the...
Yeah, I just sat out by the river and watch them do their thing. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Thank you for that update. Jenny?
I have nothing.
Thank you. Audience, come on up. Do you have something you'd like to say?
I have a question on this ordinance of parking in your yard.
Okay, so before we do that, why don't you say your name and address, please?
My name's Cheryl Hammonds.
Okay.
I live at 113 North Park Drive.
Okay. Okay, and what's your concern?
Well, I don't have a big driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have two other people, you have four vehicles, mm-hmm. and you have to move one to get one out of your garage, it's just kind of automatic. You move out of the way so the other two kids can park in the driveway.
Sure.
I've been doing that for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I come out a week ago in the morning and had a warning sticker on my car for being parked alongside my driveway.
Sure.
And I know there was a bunch of them around town mm-hmm. that got these warnings.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, is there any way this can get changed? I can see if you're parked along the street and you're in the grass
mm-hmm.
or if it's a junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
But my house isn't a junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a place to park my car so I could get my other car out of the garage.
Okay. So, obviously, Scott, I know you kind of notified, I'm pretty sure you notified council that obviously with the new officers there, that you've been getting some complaints about this kind of violation. It is a part of our ordinances, right? Is it a local ordinance or is it a, it is a local? So it is, okay. Gotcha. So I know, and obviously as we've talked, I've had a couple of people bring concerns to me as well. I think we spoke on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that is a concern. I also know, obviously, it's not something we've necessarily heavily enforced in the past, but certainly it is a part of the ordinances and certainly can be enforced. So as I think I mentioned to you and I've mentioned to other individuals, obviously the council has the authority in regards to that and can certainly be something if you choose to look at it or you choose to change it, you can do that. I'm sure there was good reasons for putting that in at some point in time. Understand also that there's a lot of circumstances that are different. You know, for your road specifically, you don't really have any on-street parking availability there.
Not really.
Where there's others that have rolled curbs that you actually can park on the road. So I don't know, Scott, if you have anything to add. I know it's part of the ordinances, so I know you're perfectly, I mean, that, you know. Kind of addition.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have to have less than 75 feet of driveway to be able to put the stone in to expand your drive.
Honestly, I can't say offhand about that because that would be probably be more for the planning building.
I mean, I can see the ordinance as far as a junkyard.
Sure.
The house down on Hannah Street is horrible.
Sure.
That's one of the worst in town.
Yeah, I think we all know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
sure. So council, obviously, you're free to comment on this. And I mean, obviously, this is more your area. It's an ordinance.
We pay our taxes.
Sure.
You know, we own our property.
Sure.
To a point, we should be allowed to do what we want. To a point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can see if we are making it trashy or something like that, yeah. So somebody needs to step in.
Sure.
I think the only thing is it's going to be hard to say you can do it, but then the house on Hannah Street can't do it. I think that's the biggest thing where we're at. I know that we've talked in the past briefly about it, and it's kind of, yes, I understand where you're coming from, because I get it. If you have multiple vehicles, you have to have somewhere to park those vehicles.
Yeah, it's just like if you had four teenagers
right.
driving, and you had a two-drive.
And I will eventually.
You know, where they're going to park my vehicle. Exactly. I really have no on-street parking where I live.
Right. I understand that. I mean, I just, it's hard for me. And maybe there is something we can do with the ordinances and see if there's a possibility with that or an exception. I don't know. That's new to me. But I do know, like, that's kind of why, like, the dirt being in the roads and, like, having the broke down vehicles just sitting there, because that is a nuisance. And we've had issues with that even in, like, right where I live. There's been problems with that, too.
I'd almost rather see us look at the investigate the rule for the 75-foot.
Right.
To be able to expand your driveway, you know, while we look at something like that versus, because that would be easier to me, it would be easier to adjust that than say, okay, you can do this, but then so-and-so can't do that. I'd almost looking at that rule to assist, you know, so you have the opportunity to expand the width of your drive so you can park on it.
So
kind of like that, way to look at it.
So that was initiated from the park, originally from the parking committee's recommendation to council. Scott, I'm not sure about the stone.
Well,
I know that
Nathan had said that was you can do it, and if you get I didn't get 75 feet out of it. If you expand your driveway entrance, his thing was you can go in through your current driveway cut and expand it.
I remember discussion where they was trying. Some people just park their car in the front yard.
You're right.
Okay. So if I recall, and again this goes back a few years, if I recall, the intent was trying to keep that from being just parked in the front yard, and to get it from what I'm gonna say inside of the house corners and back. It's okay. But if you park out in your front yard, just to park out in the front yard, and we had that scenario, I think that was the intent, was trying to push that back to the side of your house. So I don't, the house was deemed as a star, a mark where you could pull up to and get on the side of the house or in the back of the house.
Except on corner lots.
Except
a lot in the side facing the street.
Yeah. So I think there's just some homework needs to be done and look at.
Yeah, it says you can't park in your backyard or your side yard.
It says you can't park in, because there's an ordinance that says, part of the ordinance says you can't park on the grass.
On the grass.
Yeah, it just
so
says
you have
on the grass.
Approved space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a verbal warning on mine, too. I got a verbal warning.
Did you?
Look, yeah, I have my son's truck on the grass. Mm-hmm. It didn't want to be there.
But so to that point, I mean, I know that one of the conversations I know that I had with Nathan specifically was with Nathan Bilger, our planning director. He had said that, you know, obviously the gravel extension, if you will, widening, or even the kind of right to the side of your house kind of pull off idea, that obviously is becoming a very common thing. And most of the time people don't come in for permits on that, and so the question of whether or not we should just go ahead and allow it by nature, if you will, or what the kind of scenario is for that. I guess at the end of the day, I agree with the ordinance in and of itself. Again, you're the legislative body, I'm just giving my opinion here, but I agree with the idea of not allowing vehicles to be parked on grass. I do think we should look at the opportunity of having pull-offs for gravel and things like that, because again, the ruts, well, I mean, Board of Works already addressed a couple of different ruts. Was it last year, I think, maybe?
Oh, those people are still
yeah.
the same
yeah. thing. And so, I mean, you still have those kind of situations where you don't want individuals necessarily pulling over the sidewalk or pulling over the curbing or the driveway or pulling over the curbing or the sidewalk and making ruts there. But if we can keep the entrance of the driveway the same width, and then you come up and you pull off, you're able to do that, I think that would address your issue. And I think it would address the issue of trailers and other things that are being parked outside of, you know, on the grass, let's say it that way. So I guess my question then would be, does that go to Plan Commission? Does it go to the Ordinance Review Committee? Who should that go to, you think?
First of all, I'd say I'd have to look at the Plan Commission and then see what as possible through maybe an ordinance change.
Sure.
I mean, to just go through the proper channels, I personally have to go back to the planning commission.
Yeah, and I'm personally fine with that. Again, my only contention is we need to make sure that we're not providing three car widths to come off of the street. Okay, let's keep the curb cut narrow and then veer off from there. I'm fine with. Okay. But that's the one part that I feel strongly about, let's say it that way.
See, that's kind of how I was parked.
Yep.
I came in my drive and then I've got a bush right there.
Uh huh. Yep.
So I just kind of pulled right there.
Yep.
Right alongside my drive.
Gotcha. Yep. So and again, can't fault the officer because it's in the ordinances, right? But the other side of that,
sure. You didn't get the camper.
But the other side of that, obviously, is that if we can improve the ordinances to adjust to the current environment, if you will, I know this council is interested or willing to try to figure out those middle grounds. So, I'm trying to think. This is your district. And your district. So I don't know if you guys want to move to Planning Commission.
I'm right
or?
There, so I'll check
okay.
out.
Okay. And since we're at the end of the meeting, if you wouldn't mind sticking around for a moment and then they can get your contact information as your council members, that probably would be best, and then there can be communication right. stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here tonight. Appreciate it. Any other thing for the good of the council? Okay, we will call the meeting.